Doug Stanhope is the new host of Comedy Central's hit The Man Show, along with his friend Joe Rogan. The pair took over the show after its original host, Jimmy Kimmel, left to pursue other projects. Besides hosting The Man Show, Stanhope is a stand-up comedian whose first love is touring. He brings an edgy brand of humor to what The Man Show calls its joyous chauvinism.
Next up, does your girlfriend get jealous of your porn? Does she think that she should be enough? Well, she can't get jealous of your masturbation fodder when all of your porn has her head superimposed onto the sexy bodies. It's girlfriend safe porn!
Steve Paulson asked Stanhope to explain The Man Show's appeal.
The theme was always, you know, men are idiots, I guess. That's why it's always amazing when women say, oh, it's degrading to women. No, it's degrading to men. The whole purpose of the show is that men, all we do is, you know, drink beer and, you know, fart and watch football and get yelled at by our wives, which is really dumb, and it's everything Joe and I disagree with. So it's been a slow changing process trying to make it a little bit smarter.
So the point is, obviously, you're saying to get some laughs, but the source of the humor there is to make fun of men?
When Jimmy and Adam had the show initially, and it was mostly tongue-in-cheek, although the audience takes it a lot more seriously than I think they ever did, we just did it. And excuse me, I'm just coming down from Wacky Zoo Radio to straight to NPR. I was on the morning Wacky Zoo somewhere, and now I come in here, and it's my first NPR experience. Long-time listener, first-time guest. So no, there's no point to the show. It was a paycheck and a chance to have fun. I described it as though if they told you and your buddy you could be cops for a day, how could you say no?
Do you have some favorite routines on The Man Show?
My favorite one is a fake commercial that hasn't aired yet. It's a dating service called Ill Suitors, which pairs up terminally ill women with guys that are afraid of commitment. It's a fun one.
Well, what about, say, the Man Shopping Network?
That's dumb as all get out.
Well, I mean, this is this thing that, you know, you
like my radio euphemisms? That's dumb as all get out, says Doug Stanhope.
Well, you're up there, you know, in this little skit, you're selling sex toys.
The in-studio things, most of those are pretty dumb, and most of them we just end up calling the audience homos. So much of the season was just a goof on the meatheads that really, really get off on that show.
For our next product, nobody likes to smell a fart unless it's your own. And sometimes a fart is so good you don't want to share it with anyone else. That's why there's the fart tube. The fart tube is a revolutionary device. It's a flexible plastic tube attached to a cup that vacuum seals around your butthole, trapping in all the gases. Guaranteed to deliver 99.7% of your fart. From now on, he who smelt it really knows who dealt it.
Let me just ask you about this particular skit,
the
Man Shopping Network. Now, this is what I've seen is there are you and Rogan there, your co-host, are selling sex toys, beer drinking machines, porn, all kinds of stuff. You know, all that sort of that naughty stuff out there.
Yeah.
Just for laughs.
Yeah, it was just for laughs. Are you trying to find the deeper meaning of the Man Show?
Well, no. I am. Yeah.
I don't know if there is a meaning there. Again, this was not my creation. It was a goof show. No, the whole point of The Man Show is to not have a point.
You said earlier that this is a show that basically makes men look like idiots. And you were saying you can't understand why women would get upset. And I mean, because there have been people who said that this is misogynistic. This is.
Well, those people are idiots. And they come with both genitals. Again, to sum up half of the human race on either side as being like this, I hate comedy. I loathe watching stand-ups who go on stage and go, guys, because we're like, you know, we hate shopping with the ladies at the mall. I mean, no, I don't. I'm in a relationship where I'm with someone. If I don't like where I am, I'll go, honey, I'll be over there in the car. I'll be out smoking a cigarette. Guys aren't like that. You're like that. And stop trying to sum up all of one gender. It's dumb. Just any generalization like that. People from Texas are like this. No, you're like that. I'm a fan of the individual.
Now, I saw one skit where it was a takeoff on Dr. Phil, and he's signing books. And
yeah.
There are all these women who are coming up, and they're expecting sort of this touchy-feely advice. You know, they want to feel good, and, you know, he's snarling at them and, you know, kind of making him look ridiculous. And he tells one woman, well, women need to learn to take a punch.
That's funny.
We wondered, because we are curious types, we wondered how much women would like Dr. Phil if he was a little more man-friendly and not such a big sellout Nancy pussy. So we set up a fake book signing with a Dr. Phil look-alike. Take a look.
There.
I just have to tell you how much I enjoy your program.
Well, thank you very much. Dr. Phil, what's your name?
Sharon.
Sharon?
Yeah, I came in looking for a book, Seabiscuit.
Oh, Seabiscuit. Yeah. That book is just a piece of crap compared to what I got going here for you.
All your advice?
You betcha.
Yeah, you have good advice, I have to admit.
You better believe it. Like on chapter 12 here, you know, every woman should be able to take a punch.
What makes that funny?
What makes that funny? Dr. Phil would be the last guy to say that. See, that's why it's funny. Dr. Phil wouldn't say that. And these people think they're about to see Dr. Phil, and they think they're talking to Dr. Phil, and now he's saying just the opposite of what he would be saying.
But you can see why some women in particular would get pretty upset by a line like that, right?
Not in the least.
No?
No, that's the... Is that in some way promoting beating women? I mean, what? How deranged would you have to be to think that that is? No, the joke is it's Dr. Phil. He's the opposite. So if he were to say that, I'd love to meet a woman who is upset about that.
Do you and Joe write all your own material, or do you have a
no? Joe, in fact, Joe wrote very little. Joe was doing Fear Factor at the same time, so he was. Barely. He'd come in for a couple days and throw in what he could. I was there a lot, but so many ideas you'd throw up against the wall and they'd get killed for, I mean, ridiculous reasons. It's not just censorship. The censorship is so scary because it's not just language, it's content, ideas. We couldn't do anything that was pro-drug. If it was a drug joke, it had to be against drugs or show a bad side of drugs. And Joe and I are both very much pro-drug, and we are regular social drug users. We wanted to do a humanitarian beer drop in the tent cities in downtown L.A. Lawyers killed more ideas than censors, as it turned out. They said, and when you think about it, if you're a homeless person, you were denied two of the basic civil rights that we all take for granted, drinking beer and getting laid. You can't even have sex with your own wife if you're homeless. It's something that you cannot do outdoors. You can't have a beer outdoors. And these people, because they don't have homes, shouldn't be denied that. So we were going to get a UN-style military truck and helmets and flak jackets and go down to the tent cities in downtown L.A. and hand out beers and set up a stripper tent. And they said, no, those guys are all alcoholics. And the lawyer said that... And if you give them beer, they could go crazy. And they actually said someone might have AIDS and bite one of our crew. Like, come on, AIDS. The old AIDS bite. That's, come on. It's nutty. So, again, you'd work on these ideas and you'd get them just to the point of filming them. And then they'd come out with some excuse why you couldn't. And we were always behind the gun. And that's why half of this stuff was in there, because we had to go back to Plan B, which is Mancho shopping.
I've heard that you've gotten some flack from people who say that your humor is dirty and dirty is easy.
Well, there's always people. I don't know who these people I'm getting flack from are. It's like people, like it's like your hypothetical woman that would get mad at the Dr. Phil thing. I've never actually had someone approach me on the street and say, hey, you, Mr. Dirty Comic, that's easy. But there are people who say dirty comedy's easy, which is a complete nonsense if you've ever watched someone who isn't dirty. Because I'm naturally a vulgar person. That's how I speak. It's like an accent. Yeah. And some people will get in that frame of mind. When I was first starting out as a comic, I'm dirty. And I'd be on the road and headliners that were clean generally would think, oh, now I have to be dirty to follow them. And then they'd go up and try to be dirty, and they weren't, and it was painful to watch. It's anytime you step outside of who you are and try to be something else, it's ugly. I don't think any type of comedy is necessarily easy. Sex about a girl from New York.
Hear me now, sexy body girl from London. Hear me now, sexy body girl from Jumwan. Hear me now, that if you sexy body girl talk, yeah.
Doug Stanhope is a stand-up comedian and host of The Man Show on Comedy Central.